many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A great deal has been written about the decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in a traditional nuclear family. It was many years ago that the famous psychologist Charles Murray pointed out that the shocking rate of illegitimate births is the most serious social and fiscal problem America faces, because it is the factor that drives everything else. When mothers have no husband or father of their children to provide for them, they turn to Big Brother government to give them the necessities of life. Even though the facts of this change in our society have been widely reported, almost nothing has been written about why it happened and who was responsible for it. This has brought about a tremendous demographic change in our American society and an enormous increase in our spending for the so-called welfare state. The nuclear family was based on families that supported themselves. They did not need government busybodies to tell them how to raise their children or to spend their money. Taxes were relatively low, and we produced a prosperous middle class that was the envy of the world. Those days seem to be gone. We now have a dramatic decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in traditional marriages, and we have 41% illegitimacy. These facts have been widely reported. But nobody asks or answers the question, who killed the American family? My new book, published by WorldNet Daily this month, answers that fundamental question. You may be surprised at the answer to the question, who killed the American family? The perpetrators of this murder are not just the gays who have gotten so much publicity. The true answer is like the plot in Agatha Christie's famous murder mystery, Murder on the Orient Express. I'll tell you more about this murder mystery tomorrow and who is really responsible for killing the traditional American family.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. This is a truth we must not miss. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Freedom, man. That's what it's all about. You've got to groove on freedom, like the good book says.
Welcome. You are listening to What on Earth is Happening? This show will discuss the topics of human consciousness, mind control, natural law, the occult, and all issues that affect the freedom of the people of Earth. What on Earth is Happening will endeavor to shine light upon the darkness of our world and to offer empowering solutions to the problems we face as humanity approaches its critical moment of choice. And now, here is your host, Mark Passio.
Welcome one and all. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening right here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com, the network's website, republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Saturday, January 3rd, 2015. Happy New Year, everyone. This show is live every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Yes, you heard it right. We are back to a three-hour format here on What on Earth is Happening, as I said that we would when the show went to a two-hour format about a month back, or about a little over a month. So we're back to 3 hours in the same time slot. There was some initial confusion as to the time slot. I originally thought that I was pushed back an hour from 9 to 12 Eastern, but I had the time zones confused. It was when I got the call from the network regarding the going back to the 3 hours, I was in a very noisy place, and there was a little bit of misunderstanding there. So I did put that out on my Facebook page to people who follow me on social media, so I apologize for that error. The show is back to its regular three-hour time slot from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. That is 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. So we have a great show lined up for you here tonight. I'm going to be continuing my series on Order Followers, talking today mostly about the supporters of Order Followers and their psychology. And we'll also be getting into a little bit more of the psychology of Order Followers themselves. And I'm going to maybe begin toward the end, not sure, transitioning to some of the material that I really want to begin covering for the next many weeks on What on Earth is Happening, after I kind of wrap up the concepts and ideas I want to put out there on Order Followers. I'm going to really be getting into the whole eugenics operation that has been going on right underneath our noses for at least the last 100 years, maybe more, that involves the dynamic of creating a war between the sexes and driving a wedge between men and women in our society. So if I don't get to that material in the later portion of the show, certainly I'll be starting that next week. So I will be taking calls in the third hour of the show this evening. The call-in number to join us if you want to get in the call queue is 800-313-9443. Once again, the call-in number to join us here on What on Earth is Happening, 800-313-9443. That is a toll-free number, of course. A couple of quick event announcements before we start the material for today. The Free Your Mind 3 conference, the biggest conference of its kind anywhere in 2015, April 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015, at the Sheraton Bucks County Hotel. The Sheraton Bucks County is at 400 North Oxford Valley Road in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just outside the city limits of Philadelphia. The speakers lined up so far confirmed for the Free Your Mind 3 conference: Bob Tuscan, Clint Richardson, the Illuminated One, Curtis Davis, Dennis McKenna, Derek Bros, the New Jersey Weedman, Ed Fortune, Freighter X, Freeman, Fritz Springmeier, Jay Parker, John Vibes, Josie the Outlaw Wales, Larkin Rose. Just added to the Free Your Mind 3 lineup. I'm very excited to hear this announcement because he's one of my favorite speakers and radio show hosts and teachers to the people of the world. Lennon Honor. Lennon Honor returning to Free Your Mind 3. I'm definitely very happy to see him as part of this great lineup. Also, Luke Rutkowski, Mark Devlin, myself, Mark Passio, and Stuart Swerdlow, rounding out what is looking to be an absolute all-star lineup for Free Your Mind 3. There will also be a panel discussion group at the Free Your Mind 3 conference and open mic sessions at the end of each night. There will also be a speaker meet and greet. For an all-weekend pass for the Free Your Mind 3 conference, only $150. If you enter coupon code 93 at checkout at the Free Your Mind Conference website when you order tickets for the all-weekend pass, coupon code 93, just the number 93, that's all, at checkout. And this is exclusive to What on Earth is Happening listeners. You will receive a $20 discount on the all-weekend pass, which will bring an all-weekend pass down to $130. This exclusive offer for my radio listeners will end this Sunday night at midnight Pacific time. So you have tonight and tomorrow to take advantage of that coupon code for a $20 discount on an all-weekend pass for the Free Your Mind 3 conference. And getting your tickets now is the best way to support this event because it helps to pay for the venue and for the speakers' travel and lodging expenses. Folks, I'm just highly encouraging anybody, don't worry about the schedule. The schedule is not made yet. The speakers have to be, the full lineup of speakers will have to be completely confirmed by the main organizers. And once that's done, then they'll make their speaker schedule. Hounding people for the speaker schedule is not going to get it out there any faster. This will have to be determined by the organizers, you know, in their time. And quite frankly, it's just my take on this conference is if you support this event, and I know there are some people out there who have limited funds to spend, but I'm asking people to just buy the all weekend pass. You know, even if you can't be there, let's say on Friday evening or whatever. Support the event by buying the all-weekend pass. It's the best way to show your support for this event and for its organizers and for the speakers. And it's the best way by getting your tickets in advance, an all-weekend pass in advance. You are helping to the organizers to pay for an event that is very expensive, renting a high top-caliber venue like the Sheraton Bucks County Hotel, is very expensive. Bringing all of these speakers from all over the country, just think about the travel and lodging expenses to lodge them for the duration of the conference. Okay? This is not something that is pulled off easily. Organizing a conference is a gigantic task that largely goes thankless and unrewarded. So my appeal to people out there, if you want to support this event, get an all-weekend pass in advance. That's the best way you can help to support the goals of the Free Your Mind Conference. For more information on this phenomenal event coming up in April, visit the conference website at freeyourmindconference.com. So when we come back from the break, I have one more quick event announcement, and then we'll jump into our topic for this evening. More on order followers and their psychology and the psychology of those who support them. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. We'll be right back.
Let's swim to the moon. Uh-huh. Let's climb through the tide.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on RBN. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. A couple more quick event announcements before we jump into the material for tonight's broadcast. Another great conference coming up in New York City. The Tesla Science Foundation is presenting its third annual Tesla Memorial Conference. Saturday, January 10th, 2015. It's an all-day event from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. at the New Yorker Hotel. The New Yorker is located at 481 8th Avenue in New York City. The theme for this year's Tesla Memorial Conference is Let's Create the Tesla Curriculum. What information about Tesla do we think should be really being taught to young children? And the Tesla Science Foundation is trying to get information about Tesla into school curriculums, essentially. So that's going to be the theme of the conference for this year, bringing education regarding Tesla and what he tried to do for humanity to young people, which I think is an honorable effort. So for more information on this conference coming up really in only a few days, that's coming up next weekend, next Saturday, visit the Tesla Science Foundation's website at teslasciencefoundation.org. There are still What on Earth is Happening promotional t-shirts available. People are really seeming to love these t-shirts. They're a great conversation starter. It's a good, you know, promotional piece to promote the website and, you know, the work that I've shared on the website. So if you want to receive a What on Earth is Happening promotional t-shirt as a gift in return for a voluntary donation to help support my work, you can click on the left-hand side of the whatonearthishappening.com website. It's the first item under latest news, or if you just go to the news tab, it will be the first article on the news section of the site. And you can click the email link there to find out how to receive one. There's also a donation button on the left-hand side of my website, whatonearthishappening.com. If you feel that you've received value from the information I've shared on the website and on this radio show, please feel free to make a voluntary donation to help support my work so that I can continue it into the future. With that having been said, let's jump into what may or may not be the final in this series that I've been doing on order followers, depending on how it goes this evening. But what I want to talk about today is the psychology of the people who support order followers. And I guess I'll jump in here and talk a little bit about how people are apologists for order followers, and they want to excuse their behavior because they'll make the claim that order followers believe that they are doing quote-unquote good. And this is one of the biggest psychological mind states that exists out there in our culture, that somehow order followers are inherently or overall, in the aggregate sense, good people. It's just that they do things that are misguided because they believe that what they're doing is good and acceptable. And I tend to just completely refute that whole argument in general. I think a lot of these people really enjoy what they are doing. I think they're totally broken individuals with just completely damaged souls, who hate themselves and enjoy creating pain for other people. That's what a secondary psychopath behaves like. And, you know, people making just complete excuses for these people is part of the whole Stockholm syndrome that this entire culture is under. You know, we want to just say, oh, they're just good people. It's just a few of them, you know, spoil the bunch. They're largely good, and then there's one bad apple in the bunch. You hear this argument continually, over and over and over, by people who are essentially what I would call Nazi apologists. And I want to talk a little bit about my use of this word. Because, you know, I get people who are trying to tell me I shouldn't use the word Nazi. I shouldn't talk about the Nazis. Well, first of all, nobody's going to tell me what I will or will not talk about or should or should not talking about, should or should not be talking about on my own radio show. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about because I have freedom of speech. And if you don't like it, shut the radio off. Shut the internet page that you're listening to it on off. You don't have to listen to me, okay? You're certainly not going to influence anything I talk about here because I have a very specific set of things I want to talk about, and I'm going to talk about them as I see fit, and I'm going to use the terminology that I see fit to use. So go on your own show and talk about what you want and, you know, or don't talk about things that you don't want discussed. You know, you do that when you have your own radio show. So I'm quite frankly just tired of the emails. Like, it's bad enough that I have to sift through the nonsense that I get in my email box because I do have to essentially, you know, look for things that I do need to respond to. But, you know, just if you're going to write to me and say moronic things like, you know, somehow the Nazis were just good people, or that, you know, Hitler was a wonderful man and he was completely misunderstood because you watch some moronic documentary that has its facts completely wrong and screwed up, and you want to buy into some nonsense about how the Nazis were humanitarians, well, go ahead and believe all that nonsense, you know, and ignore actual facts and reality. You know, and people want to say, oh, the term Nazi isn't a... These Nazi apologists for order followers want to say it's not a valid comparison. What's going on in today's culture through order followers somehow isn't an equivalent of what the Nazis were doing in Nazi Germany. Or you have these other complete idiots out there that want to say just a number is what they want to argue about. How many people were murdered by the Nazis or how many Jews were killed by the Nazis. I've said from day one, who cares? It doesn't make a difference whether the number is 1 or 100 million. Does not make the slightest bit of difference. The bottom line is you're talking about a culture that put authority on a pedestal and worshipped it as a god. Bottom line. All based in total authoritarianism. All based in collectivism. All based in socialism. And fascism. And people can't see how these are the same forms of control with a different uniform on. Because they're brainwashed. They're brainwashed by their culture. They're brainwashed by their racism. They're brainwashed by the things that they've been lied to about. And then people want to say, I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to this dynamic. I mean, give me a break. Anybody that would support this sick regime or any other dictatorial, totalitarian, sick, twisted, psychopathic regime needs their head examined because there's something seriously broken inside their soul. There's something wrong with people like that. And they haven't read enough. They haven't done enough study into real history. That's why they don't understand what's going on now.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account. But a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio. Before the break, I was talking about how most people completely lack a long view of history, don't really deeply understand collectivism, authoritarianism, totalitarianism, and want to make somehow excuses or apologies because they have certain likes or preferences or dislikes that, you know, lead them to look at one group as a bad guy, one group as a good guy, you know, and they want to make excuses for things that the Nazis did, or they want to say, oh, other regimes killed way more people than the Nazis, like Stalin's, you know, Soviet regime. Of course. absolutely no disagreement. You know, and people, you know, have a hard time with, well, why then do people focus so much on the Nazis? Because the Nazis came closer than anybody else to completely overtly ruling the world. You might have heard of a little thing like World War II, perhaps, in your travels. You may have heard of it. You know, so this is why they are considered the poster children for totalitarian authoritarianism. You know, they devastated practically the entire continent of Europe. And what was it, a manipulated war? Of course. Of course it was a manipulated war by international banksters. And the Nazi dog got off their chain. Of course they're manipulating both sides. But, you know, this is a good segue into a concept that I want to really try to hammer home with people and get them to understand. Really listen to what I'm saying here, folks, because it's gonna really carry over into future work that I'm going to talk about on this show. So really try to understand this. It's absolutely, vitally important. In a dialectic manipulation that is being carried out by the highest levels of the control system, let's say, the people who are the mind controllers, the dark occultists of this world, the think tank institutions that really want to socially engineer the entire culture, the whole world, the social engineers, the mind controllers of the world, how, whatever label or name you want to put to them. In a dialectic manipulation that they are trying to carry out against the general population, when they create the two sides, when they create the divide, and they pit one side against the other, in their divide and conquer dialectic manipulation strategy, only one of those sides needs to buy their propaganda and lies for that dialectic manipulation to work, to go according to plan, and to operate as the social engineers, as the dark occultists want it to operate. And there can be no better example of that than Nazi Germany. That was fomented by the dark occult. And I mean, you know what? Like, after I touch on some of the material that I'm going to be talking about regarding the vast majority of women's support for statism, authority, you know, the support of dominators through the relationships that many of them are involved in with order followers and dominators, how mind control has been very specifically targeted at women in our society. I'm going to get into the devastation of real moral value through the destruction of the family dynamic. I'm going to be talking a lot about neo-feminism. I'm going to be talking about the new form, or what I'm calling neo-feminism as a eugenics operation. The war between the sexes, all these topics are coming up. You know, how there's a complete lack of respect between men and women in our society. The emasculation of the male in society. Putting women into a more dominating mindset, wanting control. These are all dialectical manipulation tactics. Now, after I talk about that, I think I'm going to do a series on the dark occult creation of the Nazi regime. How this religion came into being of Nazism. And, you know, we can get into how that brought communism into being. Because if you think that, you know, it's not essentially the same religion, it's the same dark occult religionists, priest class behind both of these dialectical approaches to totalitarianism. And people still fail to see how they are essentially bringing about the same thing, because they're so concerned about labels. They think that somehow fascism and communism have different end results. It's a name. It's a label, folks. They both are totalitarian regimes based in collectivism where government is God. The people become feudal serfs. Nobody owns property. Nobody has rights. And the world goes into a huge prison society. Concentration camps, regimented mindset, uniforms, you know. They're so dramatically different. I mean, people of a complete childish mindset cannot see the difference. I mean, cannot see that they are the same. It still insists that they are somehow different from each other. A childish mindset thinks this way. Because they've bought into the dialectic that somehow they're different. It's all one thing, folks. I said it last week. You want to know who's behind this? It's the cult of the dark sun, period. I don't care what name you want to put on it. The priest class of Saturn, the dark occultists, the mind manipulators, the social engineers. This is a dark solar cult that is running the entire show. And people still don't want to understand that they've been behind all of these totalitarian regimes. They've brought them into manifestation. They fomented them. So maybe I'll do a series on that. I think I really should, and cover a lot of the connections, because then you'll see the crossover of the connections between different social engineers and behaviorists, and how a lot of these dark occultists brought some of the organizations that eventually paved way to the NSDAP, the National Socialist German Workers' Party in Germany, that was the Nazi Party. And people still don't think that these people are alive and well here in the United States. I said it again the last few weeks. The Nazis and the communists shook hands behind the scenes. They said, we can't really defeat America militarily, so we have to break them down morally. We have to go in their institutions and we have to work through cultural deterioration. And they have done a masterful job. A masterful job. It is a grand chess strategy that they have played off against the people of this country and really of the whole world. And so few people can see how they've done it, especially regarding the war between the sexes. It's a difficult thing for people to even see because they're so ensnared and entrenched in the roles, the whole ego identification, the gender roles that they're in, that were created for them. Created for them. And once again, I'm not saying that there isn't such a thing as a real man, real masculinity, a real woman, real femininity. And there's nothing wrong with either of those dynamics. What they have done is created the artificial man, the artificial woman, the artificial being, that is wed to the state, that is wed to the concept of authority, that is wed to collectivism. And they're not operating as a genuine being at all, in any sense of the word. On the other side, I'm going to go back into the psychology of order followers and the people who continue to support them, these people with Stockholm Syndrome. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. We'll be right back.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio, my website, whatonearthishappening.com. Before the break, I was talking about a very important concept that only one side of a dialectic manipulation that is set forward by the mind controllers of this world, by the social engineers, only one side of that dialectical divide needs to buy the propaganda and the lies in order for the dialectic to work, in order for that dialectical manipulation to work. And I'll just give a couple of examples. World War II is a perfect example. Okay, you can look into the manipulation of both sides. You know, how that was funded by the same people, the same international bankers. Just look at Chamberlain's policy of appeasement to Hitler and the Nazis regarding Czechoslovakia and how he just basically did nothing while they rolled into another area of Europe. They clearly were being given orders to allow this to happen and build up. But my point here is if you have one group of people buying into the total authoritarian and totalitarian mindset, okay, what are you supposed to do? What are the rest of the people of the world? What was the proper response? To say, oh boy, look, this is all just a big manipulation while tanks are rolling into their country. Oh, we understand they're just mind controlled and, you know, they all bought the dialectic on this side. So what are you supposed to do? Throw your hands up in the air and say, well, we all understand it's a big manipulation game. You know, while you're being steamrolled. You know, this is a perfect mirror of a modern example. We are living today with a standing army amongst us. Something that the founders of this country continuously warned us not to allow to happen. But no, we don't want to think that they knew anything, you know, that these weren't intelligent people, you know, that we should have listened to their advice, you know. And now we have a standing army in the form of police living amongst us in every city in the United States. They constitute a standing army. Whether anybody understands that or not is irrelevant. And most people don't understand that that's what modern militarized police constitute. They constitute a standing army living among the population, which is the one thing that almost every founding father of this nation said, do not ever allow that to occur in your midst. And that's exactly what we allowed to occur. You know, people are so, all the statists out there, all the arguers for the state are so worried about what happens if we get in an anarchical environment, what happens if we get attacked by a standing army outside of our borders? Well, hey, newsflash, there's a standing army inside your borders right now. How about worrying about that situation? How about we take on that situation first? So, hey, the dialectic has already worked on one side. The police have bought that the people are their enemy. They've been trained that way for decades and decades. Bought into the order following is a virtue. And their cult culture. Their cult culture. The people who are part of the police forces and their family members are members of a cult culture. They're themselves, the order followers themselves are a member of a cult. And then the surrounding culture that surrounds that cult. All the people who support them, for whatever reasons they support them for. They believe they're doing the right thing. They want to receive the security or the protection that they're going to somehow receive. What, by giving up all your rights and letting people run roughshod over your natural rights as a human being? Now, all of these order follower supporters want to abdicate their personal responsibility to defend themselves. You know, you'll hear this from minarchists and other forms of statists. Well, what are people supposed to do? Be constantly on guard regarding their freedom and constantly having to defend themselves? Yes! That's exactly what people need to do. It's been said time and time again, eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. And I would say you need to be on your guard to be able to defend your rights at all times and places. Otherwise, they're meaningless. And essentially, you don't have any. And that's the truth that no one wants to hear because they want to think that it's somehow not a completely horrific idea and a flawed fundamental axiom to say, I want to give my right to defend myself over to somebody else. And they're the people who are appointed to do it. You know what? Again, maybe in the ancient past when there were no, you know, projectile weapons that could be fired from a human hand, were men essentially in the position where they had to take on that role because they were the traditional protectors of the family unit. especially when it came to females, because let's face it, men are the physically stronger of the two sexes, just by muscle mass and, you know, muscle strength and body frame alone. Once the era of technology came in and projectile weapons were invented, it's everyone's individual responsibility to defend themselves and defend their rights. You know, I went to see the third Hobbit film, and I thought that this was actually very beautifully portrayed in it. And you saw the total coward who didn't want to fight and pick up a weapon and wanted to hide amongst the women and children who were initially sequestered off against, away from the fight against the orcs in the film. Yeah, you know, whatever, there'll be minor spoilers. It's a great film if you want to go and see it. I think it's the whole Lord of the Rings movies in general. All the Tolkien movies are brilliant spiritual allegories. But, you know, minor spoilers, as this war goes on and it's becoming worse, the women actually come out, the real women, say, we want to stand and fight with our men. And they take up weapons and go and join the battle. And you see some, you know, this cowardly man, one of the characters in it, you know, still wants to hide and, you know, not fight alongside everybody else. It's a good allegory about bravery and what real men and women do when their rights are under attack, when their bodies are under attack. They're not milquetoast. They don't lay down to domination. They don't have Stockholm Syndrome and make excuses for their oppressors. They stand and fight. You know, and nobody wants to talk about the validity of standing physically against an oppressor. You know, the Nazis weren't going to be reasoned out of their stance, folks. You know, I like the scene in the movie Inglourious Basterds, which I think is a phenomenal allegorical spiritual film that people really should watch. You know, that film is really about the mindset of the Nazi and how it should be dealt with. And, you know, if people don't understand this is who we're ultimately dealing with, you have no conceptualization of history. You don't understand what happened post-World War II. People think we defeated the Nazis. We defeated no such entity. We defeated the German Wehrmacht. The Nazis didn't even surrender to the Allies. In the treaties of surrender, there were no people present from the Nazi party. The German military surrendered to the Allies. So, you know, then what happened afterward is the intelligence agencies from not only Britain but America as well competed with the Soviets for how would we divvy up the Nazi scientists. And we brought all of these scientists, doctors, engineers, and most importantly, psychologists over to the United States with the help of British intelligence, with the help of our own OSS, the Office of Strategic Services at the time, which subsequently became the CIA, and absolutely most influentially through the Vatican, that brought all of these Nazis in the tens of thousands into the United States. And they settled largely on the east coast of the United States, in New York and New Jersey, which is why they're some of the most Nazi totalitarian states in the United States at the current time. We'll pick up this exploration of the psychology of order followers and the dialect manipulation on the other side of this break. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. Stay with us.